Former Haynes legislator Bill Thomas heads back to Juneau as the borough lobbyist, and decades in the making, the book Where Eagles Gather is released to much praise. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories coming up next. The Haynes Borough Assembly called an 11th hour meeting last week to make some key decisions before the new year. Among those verdicts was the hiring of former Haynes legislator Bill Thomas to represent the borough in Juneau as a lobbyist, and hiring an outside firm to find the next permanent manager and police chief. The handful of residents that showed up for the Assembly's special meeting last week spoke out against the borough paying $45,000 plus expenses for a lobbyist. They cited the state's financial crisis, mostly, and the uncertainty that those budget shortcomings bring to communities asking for money. A couple locals suggested sending a group of residents to Juneau to plead the borough's case.
Our experience with lobbyists has not yielded any results either in Washington, D.C. or in Juneau. We elect people to represent us in our capital.
In those years that we have had a lobbyist, what impact has it had to the borough financially or in a policy way?
So I think that for us to put all this money into a lobbying effort at this point is a real waste of public money. There were two applicants. I felt that both applications were very insufficient.
I can tell you that the most effective lobbying is done by citizens.
That was Tom Ely, Deborah Schnabel, Gershon Cohen, and Carol Tynman. Lobbyist proponents on the Assembly said the state's budget woes are exactly why Haynes needs a lobbyist. Here's Assemblymember George Campbell.
There's $1 million in for our sewer treatment, our wastewater treatment plant in the governor's budget. The governor's budget has to survive going through the House and Senate. And it's better if it's there, but it's not a done deal. So having a lobbyist protecting that is something that I think is very important. And I want to mention that that's our number one priority right now.
Assemblymember Tresham Gregg responded that he was opposed to the lobbyists, saying that this could be, quote, a neat opportunity to get our feet wet. Deputy Mayor Diana Lapham agreed with Campbell that a lobbyist would help protect money already set aside from the state for some big projects.
In this day of competition, if it means that we have to join the 21st century and hire a lobbyist to protect this community and the interests and the infrastructure that we allow our community people to have, then I think it's money well spent. We don't know if it's going to work. We don't know if it's not going to work. We don't know. If you have a crystal ball, then you tell me.
Thomas was the only candidate mentioned in the resolution because the other lobby firm, Denali Daniels & Associates, withdrew its application and sent a letter of support in favor of Thomas. That's according to Acting Manager Julie Causey. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer said by phone that she was disappointed that only two entities applied for the job. She said Thomas's proposal, which read like a contract, lacked any plan or mention of his prior lobbying experience. Friedenauer said it would be challenging to give guidance to a lobbyist when it's unclear what the borough's legislative priorities are, besides asking for money for capital projects. She said hiring a lobbyist would be, quote, irresponsible.
And we can say we all know Mr. Thomas and respect him, and of course I do, and his experience, but frankly, I guess I was a little insulted by his proposal. It doesn't give me a clear idea of what he's going to do as a lobbyist for Haynes.
Causey said she made an effort to check Thomas's references, but to no avail. It was then that Mayor Jan Hill spoke up defending Thomas. Hill was not in the mayor's seat because, as she told one resident at the meeting, she was, quote, on drugs for her screwed-up knee. And while she said she didn't feel well enough to chair the meeting, she did break more than one tie during the four-hour session, including the tie on whether to hire a lobbyist. Here's Hill.
You are not going to find another lobbyist that will represent Haynes better than Mr. Thomas will. It would be wonderful to have, you know, citizen representation, and I think that's a great idea, but I am horrified at the thought of citizens just taking it upon themselves to say they represent the interest of Haynes.
After about an hour of debate, the resolution passed, allowing the borough to enter into a contract with Thomas for lobbying services to the tune of $45,000 plus expenses. Friedenauer, Gregg, and Ron Jackson were opposed to the motion, while Mike Case, Lapham, and Campbell voted for it, with Hill breaking the tie in favor. The Assembly also voted to hire the headhunting firm Brynmeier Firstman for $27,000 plus expenses to find the next permanent manager and police chief. That passed 5-1 with Gregg opposed. Lastly, it was decided in an hour-long executive session that interim manager Brad Ryan will get paid based on a $96,000 per year salary. That passed 4-2, with Lapham and Campbell opposed. At the beginning of the meeting, Lapham and Campbell voted to reconsider Ryan as interim manager, a position he was just awarded 2 weeks ago. But that motion failed 4-2 after an hour of discussion, and so Ryan retains his new title. The next assembly meeting is January 12th. Haynes photographer, naturalist, and guide Joe Ordonez had a ready-made Christmas gift this year. His book, Where Eagles Gather, The Story of the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, was released in November. I sat down with Ordonez to talk about the project.
Joe Ordonez. Well, I do own Rainbow Glacier Adventures here in Haynes. I've been a resident since 1987, and I'm a photographer, I'm a naturalist, international guide, I'm a family man. I wear a lot of different hats, just doing what it takes to, you know, survive here. Well, it came out in November of 2015, and that was my goal, was to have it out before Eagle Fest 2015. And in some ways, it's been really in the making since I arrived in Haynes back in 87. I mean, some of the photographs in the book go back to the late 80s. I started guiding in the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve in 87. But there's really no feeling like when you work on a project for that long, that you hold the first, you know, actually hold the book in hand. And it's a hardcover book. It's the first hardcover photography book ever produced about the Chilkat Valley.
The information, the text, comes from your experience working on the preserve for so long. Is that accurate, or did you collaborate with
I wrote the text myself. I did all the photography myself. I edited the photographs myself. But all along the way, I had help of different people, different local people. Like, for example, the text. Dan Henry was really critical in helping me with some of the general story of the Eagle Preserve history, and particularly some of the native stories there. On photo editing, like Ron Horn, you know, spent hours with me, helped me get it, you know, exactly right. And a lot of people know something about the Eagle Preserve or some part of the story. It's you know, it's a big part of Haynes. And so I asked people questions and did some reading. And but I put it together myself. So I tell the story in the book and cover the whole thing and take it right up to the, you know, right up to the present day, because the story's still being written, and combine it with the photographs. So the book works just as a coffee table photography book, because the photographs are nice. People really enjoy them. And, you know, for local people, they're like, boy, I've looked at that 100 times, but never seen it quite that way. Or, you know, I've never actually been to that spot. Where is it? You know, and I tell them. So for locals, they're enjoying the photography. For, you know, Haynes has photographers coming from all over the world in November. And I think photographers should be coming here year-round, because that's another part of the book, is just that it's not just, you know, the winter congregation, the Eagle Preserve. It's a beautiful, dynamic, fascinating area year-round. And so I try to share that in photographs, the beauty, you know, just simply the beauty. And then there's also a preservation message there, that this is something that's worthy of protection for the whole, you know, not just for the people of Haynes, but for the whole world. The Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve is something incredibly unique. And the salmon come in late, and then the eagles come in. So this kind of complex story, and I go through all that. And then you get to the sort of human side, and that, of course, brings up the Tlingits and Klukwan and that whole part of the story, which is fascinating. And then you add the story of the preserve itself, the creation of the preserve, the conflicts that went in. You know, what a lot of people don't know, at one time there was a proposal to move the entire village of Klukwan. One thing I do want to mention is that I do talk in there about the Constantine Mine, the project that is proposed and in the exploration phase upstream. That's not the entire purpose of my book, but it is part of the message, is that I just want people to aware what is downstream. If you want a book, we can get it to you. I had 3,000 printed, so I am motivated to move some books. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today. It's been such a pleasure.
It's been great. Yeah, thank you.
That was Joe Ordonez talking about his new book, Where Eagles Gather. You can find the book at The Babbling Book, The Sheldon Museum, Alaska Rods, TourHaines.com, and Amazon.com. Or, he said, give him a call and he'll deliver it himself. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening, and thanks for supporting community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.